Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. This is part one of four of a presentation I did on the awareness of mental health, how it affects the way we think, feel, and act. In this part, I talk about the definitions of health, and mental illness, and try to normalize the stigma of mental health.
The World Health Organization defines health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. It's not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Okay? So we're talking about this holistic health. We're talking about mind, body, spirit. Health is just a feeling of being well in all areas of our life. So that's what we're talking about for health. So what's mental health then? Mental health is the state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities and can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively, and is able to contribute to his or her community. So it's more about being able to be your best self in all areas of your life and doing things that you really want to do and doing them well and contributing to society and handling the stress. Because we all have it in various aspects. So that was mental health. We'll continue with the mental health. Then if health was defined as not just the absence of disease, mental health is more than the absence of mental disorders or mental illness or mental dis-ease, okay? You have the dis-ease. We think about that. I think about that a lot in this. But it's also mental health is determined by a range of psychological, biological, social, environmental factors. So it's really this integral and critical part of overall wellness, because really, when you think about it, there is no health without your mental health. And we probably can all think about somebody that maybe had a chronic health issue. Like, how do they get their mental health? How are they with emotions? Anybody know of anybody in chronic pain? How does that affect their mental health? How does that affect their emotions? I can tell when my husband is in extreme back pain, like he has been for the last couple days. Can you be grouchy when you're in pain? You can be grouchy. You have a stress face going on. There's a different look to your face when you're in pain. And so mental health affects everything, and it affects our health. So what is mental illness then? So you have these great definitions for health, you have this great definition for mental health, and then you have mental illness. It's a condition that affects the person's thinking, feeling, behavior, mood, ability to relate to others, and ability to function. Oh my gosh, that's me like every day. Anybody? Yeah. Like, something causes me to think weird things, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Do we all have different feelings? Anybody have a range of feelings that they have? Can change on a second by second, minute by minute, hourly, daily. We get stuck in them sometimes. Okay? So we're not feeling well. So when we're not feeling well, we think we're sick, or you have illness. We all have it, right? We all have different changes. We go to the doctor, What is it? The doctor, normally we go to the doctor for physical things, right? And our physical things affect our emotions and affect how we think. So you can't get away from it. But we all have these different moods. Some days we're feeling good, some days we're feeling not so great. But it's all on this continuum. So we kind of ebb and flow, okay? So the top part here is this illness-wellness continuum from premature death on this, the red part, kind of disability, moving up to symptoms, signs, awareness, education, and growth. So if we think about our moods on a daily basis, like we can start off good, right? We can start off here on this, on the blue end of here, life's good, you know? And then something happens. You spill your coffee. You have to wait for that train for like ever.
And you're out of bubbles.
And you're out of bubbles! Oh, that's the worst thing. Now I'm gonna have to have bubbles in my car. So thank you for that. But that's fun because I can have bubbles because I still have kids in the car. That's why I still have baby wipes too. But there's things that happen to us that we determine that maybe aren't so good, and we get in a crappy mood about it. Okay, well then something good happens. So we're kind of all over the place, right? In here. So this is true for our physical health, right? Anybody know when they're starting to get a cold? Okay. You kind of know what that feels like. Oh, crap. My throat's scratchy, or I'm really tired, whatever. Whatever that feels like, oh, I'm starting to get a headache. Whatever it is, we kind of start that, right? We're starting to get signs. We're in that awareness and those signs. So what happens if we ignore it? I'm calling those signs those little whispers. What's whispering to you? Oh, are you about to get sick? Those are little whispers. Ah, no, that's just nothing. Nothing. So we ignore it. Then what happens?
It gets worse.
It gets worse. It goes down to the symptoms, right? And then it's screaming at you. Right? It's not whispering anymore. It's yelling. It's yelling at you. Stop. Pay attention. What happens if you still ignore it? You're down. Right? Down and out. You know, we're all powerful women. We can handle anything, right? We're super women. Like, we can't be down, right? I'm just gonna truck along, and boom! You get hit over the head with a 2x4. And then you're stuck in bed. For a day, 2 days, however long. You have to learn the lesson to get better. But what if we get on that sign and then it's like, oh, I'm starting to feel sick? And you're like, okay, what do I need to do? Anybody have around you? Like, somebody like, that's just like, take this and you'll really like reduce your symptoms. And I can't remember what it's called.
My dad always swore by the Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Never used it. I don't think the bubbles would, like, I don't like bubbles. Like, I mean, I like bubbles when I'm blowing bubbles, but not like the drinking, sparkling stuff. That's, I don't know why. I don't like that very well, but. I'll go for something else. We have those things, right? So we do something, right? We do something. Okay, well, all right, I gotta eat better. I've gotta get hydrate myself. I gotta drink plenty more water. You know, I've gotta get some vitamin C, whatever you wanna do. Okay. And you might delay getting sick. You might not get sick as bad, right? So this is all in this continuum. So the treatment paradigm is often we try to go from worse to better, right? Just getting us up to this neutral point, like where we're not ill anymore. But what I like to do is I like to help people get over the other side to the really well part. Because the neutral part to me is just like, blah.
I was just going through the motions. Not really living life, not really exciting life. I want people to be on that other side where we're just like, yes, this is like optimizing health. Like I'm feeling good all the time. Like I have the energy, I have the growth, I have the mindset, things are great. I want to be living in that zip code for a long time. But oftentimes we think of, all right, mental health, it's hard to think about that. So let's start with an example of physical health. Okay, this is an example of diabetes. So you can see I have my color code and everything here, so you can go back to that continuum. If we're in the middle point between the yellow and the green, you know, we're neutral. Like, we don't really have anything, but we might be starting to get signs of diabetes. Oh, you might have got a blood test back, right? Your A1C, your glucose level is up. Okay, what are we gonna do about that? You might have some of these signs that is starting to come up. I'm not a doctor, I just pulled this off of Google. So if it's wrong, don't, you know, blame Google, you know, because Google knows a lot, right? Signs, thirsty, tired. Come on, I'm thirsty and tired all the time. I might not have that, but side note, you know, a lot of things cause different things, right? We have a lot of symptoms for a lot of things. So what happens? We don't do it. We don't take notice of those signs. Things get worse, right? So we're going down these into more serious symptoms. All the way down to disability. If we just keep getting hit by that 2x4, pretty soon, anybody know of anybody that's been in that wreck? Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's hard because if they were kind of in that yellow-green to blue to purple, they could have done something a little bit more about it. And we all can. Not to say that it's all going to go away. Some people can reverse it. Some people can't. But this is just an example. And I put the numbers down there as another little thing because sometimes it's easier to go, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling? Go to the doctor. What's your pain level? Yeah. You know? I mean, say that. But for ease of thing, that's a pH scale, by the way, because it's already color-coded for me. So this one's not 0 to, this is not 1 to 10. It's 0 to 14. So hey, we can go to 50. I can feel amazing at 50. So this is physical, all right? Now let's go mental health. Depression is very common, okay? So on this continuum here, we, like I said earlier, we have all these range of emotions. I can feel sad some days. I can feel down. I can be really feeling crappy, and I can have some really crappy thoughts. But they come and go. But we know some people that might get stuck. I want to get stuck on the, you know, blue and the purple. I want to get stuck up there. But we know people that are kind of stuck on the other side of the spectrum. And they could be like negative people, just generally. But what happens? They can get stuck. They can get stuck in this just a really narrow focus. And we'll talk a little bit about how that can kind of happen here in a little bit. But again, anytime we can move along this continuum, and so can anybody else. And so we can help ourselves through this by awareness. Where are we at on this continuum? Where is somebody else at on this continuum? Because we really like to look at other people. You know when somebody walks in the room, you know what kind of mood they're in? We guess that. Why? Because of the way they present themselves, right? So we can kind of guess, where are they at? All right, so everybody go home, oh wow, you're looking like a one right now. You have no idea what you're talking about. But we look around here and it's like, okay, I want to be somewhere else. Okay, what can I do? We're going to talk about some of that this afternoon. But just start thinking about for yourself, there's times when you've been down. There's still been times when I've been really down. But how long does it last? Often when we get to the mental health side of things, there's, I say we all have everything. So I didn't bring it up there with me, but Casey knows, you know, that nice book of diagnostic manual book that lists all, yeah, it's really thick. I bought the little one. It lists all the mental disorders, right? All the mental illnesses. You know what I say to people when I used to see people one-on-one? Like, I'm every single thing in this book. At one point or another, sometime in my life, I am every single thing in this book. The difference between me being diagnosed with it and maybe somebody else is frequency, duration, and intensity. So depression, if you get diagnosed with major depression, you have to have 5 or more symptoms, and let me say there's probably about that many, you know, that you have to have consistently for at least 2 weeks, okay? Well, oftentimes we don't stick around in that zip code for longer than that, for that long. You know, we might be in it for about a day, 2 days, 3 days, you know, depends. Some people get stuck there, and we'll talk about how our thoughts get stuck there and how we get stuck there in a little bit. So I'm all of those things. And so maybe you've already started thinking about some people, you know, whether they have some physical health issues or maybe some mental health issues. But who do you live with? Because we always think about somebody. And I always have people in my mind. But for this, I want to introduce you to 3 people that I live with on a daily basis. Me, myself, and I. All right? Anybody else know those people? Okay. So, let's talk about me. Let's call this Mimi, okay? Mimi is mean. She's a rag. And if you talk to her kids, they say she's the meanest mom in the world. And you know what? Mimi wears that badge with pride. Because she can be strict, and she sets the boundaries, she gives them curfews, they don't like it, they say no phone, they complain, and she doesn't move. Right? She's mean. But also, everything is bad. Like, people don't do what she wants them to do. So it's their fault. Like, if you guys would have done this, then I wouldn't be so mad, and then I wouldn't be this crabby person. Right? Because, really, does anybody know me? Nobody does anything right. Like, you have to do everything yourself. Because nobody does anything right. That's me. How about my selfie? Okay, my selfie looks like me and looks like I, but on the inside, Mimi is so hard on herself. She's constantly calling herself names. You're stupid. What an idiot. Can you do anything right? Anybody know of my selfie? Like, she doesn't think she's good enough. Okay? She doubts herself all the time. And you know what? She's kind of got this really crappy energy about her. Anybody remember Peanuts, that pig pen? You know, that ball of like dirt? Yeah, she like brings that cloud in. Okay? She's an energy vampire. She just sucks energy right out of the room. How about Isla? I love Isla. She is so nice and kind and generous. She's just so amazing. She's just like that beaming child of God. Like, she's so, I just want to be like her all the time. Just love her. She loves to help people. She's got a smile on her face. You know, she just shines this bright light to people. Anybody know Anila? Yeah. So that's just three of the people I live with every day. Me, myself, you, and Anila. I have many more personalities. Remember I said that book, I like the multiple personality disorder? I've got a lot of different personalities. I haven't been diagnosed with any of them because they don't, the frequency, you know, the duration and the intensity is not there. But I do know people that have them, and I'm not disclaiming that at all. I'm not, like, mental illness is a serious thing, and it's hard. But I just want to let you know we all have different personalities within us, and they show up at different times. Okay? We can be that confident person, we can be that really shy person, we can be that outgoing person, and we can be just that fly on the wall.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.